Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when you get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, the last thing you expect to see is a glowing, green-tinted monk.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802, our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. Hello. And this, I know it's not airing on the first or anything, but as far as our recording schedule, this is our first show back from the new year. This is actually...
Happy New Year, Tony Bruce Gabe.
This is my first of any show back from the new year, from True Crime Today or Hidden Killers or what have you. It's the first one back in the studio. Happy New Year to you.
I know. It was nice to take a little bit of a break, but then it's weird too because it's like I kind of missed it. Like
yeah.
I didn't talk to Kathy for a little bit, which is really strange.
Mm-hmm.
It is because her and I record quite a bit together.
Yeah.
And so it's just weird. And so we recorded the other day and I'm like, okay, life's normal again.
Mm-hmm. It's routine for me. I like my routines. I mean, I like being spontaneous, but I like in a regular life routine. I enjoy that. I enjoy working, even though my day is pretty sporadic, but I go and I start working in the morning and do this. And then, you know, it's kind of laid out. When I'm not doing that, it gets weird. And it's weird too, not to be, always paying attention, not necessarily to ghost stories, because these are, they're evergreen. They're always there. But like to the news stuff where I keep track of the true crime stuff and to not be like really watching it that heavy for like 2 weeks. I mean, I was checking it, but I mean, thankfully, I mean, there was quite a bit that happened, just not necessarily with the stories we've been covering. Unfortunately, we had those terrorist acts right on
January
1st. Oh my
God, that thing in New Orleans.
And, yeah.
I couldn't even wrap my brain around that.
Yeah. That was, everybody woke up to it because it happened so early or late in the early morning, I guess you could say. It was like 3:45 their time. And everybody pretty much went to bed after the ball drops, I think. I mean, unless you're a really hardcore partier, but I was very shocked to wake up to that. I have so many questions. and I threw several out there to FBI agents and stuff. If you're interested in that, there's another podcast called Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. We cover true crime on there, and we have a lot of great people, FBI agents, very interesting folks who know their craft. And that my biggest thing with that whole thing, and we'll get off of it then, is how did they think a police car was going to be a better barrier than the large concrete ones that they were working on? They were under construction. But why wouldn't you just go get some concrete barriers? You see them put up.
Well, they have things that they use for events.
Well, they put them out at the freaking farmer's market. I mean, and they're like, well, we could we thought this, come on, this is just common sense here. And my other question with it was, what were the ages of the people who made that decision? And if they weren't around for 9/11 or were super young on 9/11, I would not be remotely surprised, because
it's kind of like a situation where people go, oh, it won't happen here.
Well, we all were saying that. And then, oh, crap, New York blew up. It was, we all thought that we've gotten complacent again, and you have half of the population that doesn't even remember 9/11. And there is a stark difference if you're younger and you're listening going, well, I know what. Look, I didn't understand Pearl Harbor, okay? And that was one that we had growing up, and our grandparents went through that, and it was, a horrible freaking day. But you only knew it from the context of history. And if you weren't around for 9/11, you don't through the context of history. It's not the same thing. And thankfully so, because it was a really shitty day.
It was really shitty.
And I'm hoping you don't have to live that one. It was kind of like the pandemic all put into one day. And that's the only way.
One day that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yes.
Because it was just this constant barrage of information about it. Yeah. But you couldn't also walk away from it.
Yeah. So
there was... I don't know. Yeah. It was horrible.
Anyway, I got off on a tangent there, but I have so many questions about the security at that thing. And there's a lot of very interesting interviews out there over on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, if you want to listen to that. Great conversations with folks who are in the know. You got no excuse. It's quick to do. It started in less than 5 minutes. And you don't need to feel like your financial wellness is impossible. It's not. Unless you don't do anything about it. Acorns give you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. Basically, Acorns does the hard part so you can give your money a chance to grow. This program, however, talks about ghost stories. And let's talk about some of that here. We got this interesting phone call. Let's go to that. The phone number, 855-853-4802. Hi.
My name is Josh. I'm from St. Helens, Oregon. Small town about 45 minutes outside of Portland, Oregon. I mean, I'm not the greatest storyteller, so I'm just going to get into it and just tell you the facts and things that went down. So when I was a kid, I had a best friend. He was a couple years older than me. I think I was probably about 10 or 11. I think he was probably about 13. His parents were hardcore alcoholics, kind of lived in like this big kind of junky house. But I'd go over there because I'd like to hang out with him. He was a pretty cool guy at the time. He's a nice kid. I'd always go over to his house, and I just had this feeling in my gut. I never really acknowledged the feeling until I think about it in retrospect. But I always was really uneasy in that house. Like, if I was alone in the room, I would leave the room, or I'd go outside, or I would have to be with somebody. If I was ever in that house, I could never be in there by myself. It just, something about it just always creeped me out. But, I really liked hanging out with the kid. He was a cool kid. We got along real well, went fishing all the time and stuff. So basically, to get down to it, one night I wanted to stay the night at his house and, watch movies and stuff. And then it was time to go to bed. We went upstairs to his room. He slept in the attic. It was a finished attic. And, I can't really describe the feeling I had in that place. It just felt a lot like your stomach dropping when you're driving too fast down a steep hill or something like that, or on a roller coaster. It was kind of like a subtle version of that, but just constantly. I kind of just sit there under the covers sweating and just my stomach all cramped up until I'd fall asleep. And, you know, that was kind of the norm. Well, one night I stayed the night over there, and I woke up at about, I assume it had to be the twilight hours, had to be like 2 or 3, I assume. But I just like look over, and he happened to be awake as well. He was like sleeping in a bed next to me. We're like, hey man, I gotta go pee. He's like, yeah, I gotta go pee too. So, you know, we're just little kids. He starts going down the stairs, and then I start going down the stairs, and I look over to my right. And please excuse the terminology, because I still describe this as if I'm that same age. So if I use some strange terminology, it's because my reference for this event was from childhood. But I saw an old man in a monk suit. I was about 5'5" at the time, and the old man was about as tall as me. And it was very close. It was very close to me. He was only a couple feet away, and he was trying to mouth something to me. I mean, he had his hood up. It was like a monk robe. It was a monk robe. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Jeez, monk suit. He wore a monk's robe. He was trying to say something to me, but I only remember this for about a moment, because I just remember hearing like the sound of blood pressure in my ears, and like a ringing, and then I blacked out. Don't really remember much after that. I just remember I was told that, you know, I came home. My parents told me I came home in the middle of the night, just absolutely just frantic and, you know, inconsolable and just freaking out. I woke up the next day, walked over there, got my bike, kind of asked what happened. But, yeah, I kind of blacked out after I saw it. But, it, you know, in retrospect, I think about what was that monk doing in my small podunk town in Oregon. You know, that's something I've always asked myself my whole life. So recently I kind of looked up some history from the town, and come to find out there was a Catholic, one of the very first churches there was a Catholic church, and it was only about, you know, a neighborhood block or two away. So I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but I just thought that was interesting. I've since tried to call the church and see if there were any, you know, monks around that time. But, that's just something I'll never forget. He seemed to have a green tint to him. So, you know, how you watch black and white television or those old computer monitors, how they weren't black and white, but they were black and green. They had that green tint. He was black and green. As far as he looked just like I was watching a black and white television. However, he was black and green. And it almost looked as if he was shocked and surprised to see me, as if he were, you know, I think back to it, and it's almost as if he were casting me out. Like, he thought I was a ghost, and he was, you know, casting me away in the name of Jesus and all that good stuff. Another instance I had, I was getting babysat. It was a few years later in life. I was getting babysat by one of my, you know, my parents' friends. And she's kind of a weird older lady. It was just it happened at this duplex. She seemed, you know, okay. She was just kind of distant, kind of a little weird, but okay. You know, nothing unusual. The house didn't seem creepy at all. Like, it was, I'm so shocked that this happened in this house, because it wasn't spooky. It wasn't creepy. It was just an average house. Nothing, one level duplex, just real normal, real average. TV started turning on and off. I was a kid. I was like, okay, no big deal. It's probably some crossing frequencies. I'm 36, by the way, now. So this was in the 90s. I was like, okay, remote controls are crossing frequencies, you know, no big deal. I was like, I mentioned it to her. I'm like, yeah, your TV's acting weird. It's turning on and off. She's like, yeah, it does that sometimes. I was like, okay. Then all of a sudden she's like, okay, we're going to go to bed now. And I was like, okay. It was pretty early. I was actually surprised we were going to bed so soon, but, you know, I was crashing on the couch with my blanket, and they had this little Pomeranian dog who was hanging out in the living room with me. And, shortly after, I went to bed on the couch, all of a sudden I heard footsteps run by the couch. So their living room kind of ran into their kitchen, and the footsteps went by the couch into the kitchen. And it was so obvious and so clear. I sounded like a child's footsteps running, and the dog went running and chasing after it, barking and chasing after footsteps. I was like, okay, that was a squirrel or a raccoon, you know, just trying to rationalize it. At that point, my heart started racing a little bit, but I was trying to rationalize it. 30 seconds later, it happened again, coming from the kitchen into the living room, right by the couch. Like, within arm's reach, I could have touched the sound. I never saw anything that night, but for about a half an hour straight, I heard footsteps every 30 to 45 seconds run from the living room to the kitchen or the kitchen into the living room. And every time I tried to justify it, it would do it again and again and again and again. And I just sat there petrified, trying to pretend like I was sleeping. And the dog is what really did it for me, because it was verifying, you know, through the dog, I was verifying that I was experiencing this, because it was every time the dog would go chasing after it, barking. And this happened for about a half an hour, 40 minutes until the lady's roommate came home, which was my step uncle at the time. And I just went and hung out with him for the rest of the night in his bedroom. Nothing else happened. But yeah, those are my two primary experiences. Yeah, man, it's so crazy to me that, the spirit world is a reality. Take care of yourselves and, keep doing what you're doing. Take care, guys.
Wow. Lots to think about in that one. What I found, I think, most interesting was the part about the possibility of, him being the ghost to somebody else and them trying to, you know, cast them out, like as if it's a parallel type dimension thing.
I don't know. Kathy and I were having a conversation about that recently. Like, what if I'm the haunter and someone else is and you don't know it?
Yeah, we had a story like that.
You're just going through on your own plane and there's another one that you don't know is right there. I don't know. It's very deep.
We had a story like that a long time ago where I'll just give a quick, I'll try to be as brief as I can. Woman had a dream that she was visiting her childhood home, was walking out back and saw a campfire, walked back towards it and saw there was a different family there having this campfire at this childhood home that she had once grown up in. Had the dream a couple times. One time the kid looks up from the campfire and goes, "Mommy, there's a, who's that in the woods?" And they look over and there's nobody there. She eventually goes back to this house because she's curious about her childhood home, knocks on the door, and it's the family from the fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That one stuck with me. But yes, I mean, that we've had a few like it, but it's they're few and far between.
And you know, the other one that he started off with about being at his friend's house and seeing something that he described looked like a monk in a monk garb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's another thing Kathy and I were talking about one day on an episode, that I will get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I keep my eyes down at all time. I don't look around. And I think that goes back to when I was a kid, although I never would get up to go to the bathroom because I was so afraid I'd see something, that I do it to this day. I will go to the, and I don't have any creepy shit going on in my house, but I will go to the bathroom looking down the whole time. I don't look into the other room. I just look at the carpet.
Sometimes that's just all you can do. Cause it
keeping
can be
myself safe. Yeah,
keeping yourself safe.
I just want to know I can go back to sleep when I go back to bed. I don't want to lay there and be like, cause it was weird. The other night we had a blizzard.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. It had to have been, I have some bushes by my bedroom windows, but not close enough that there's ever anything that scrapes on that window.
Mm-hmm.
But it kept sounding like someone was taking a stick and running along the outside of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it had to have been blizzard related.
Yeah.
But it was quite disturbing. So I looked out the window the next day. I can't to this day tell you. And it's been 3 days.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what it was because there's nothing that close to my window. I don't know what it was. But it has to be connected to the blizzard.
I would think it would be. Yeah.
Maybe it could have been ice kind of falling off the window. I don't know.
Oh.
But there's nothing close enough to my window that anything, I don't know what was touching it. Or maybe the wind was blowing so hard that I don't know. I don't know what it was. It's that shit at night that can keep you awake.
That's, that is creepy. Creepy. All right.
That's a kid. That's traumatizing.
I'm kidding. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you would like access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, it's all there for you. Apple Podcasts. You can join our channel there, or you can get it at patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at COSI.org.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.